some part of my office cooler than the other part?
I don't know. What do you got behind? You got some, you got asteroids behind you.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. No, I don't think cool is even a factor today. I'm not very cool. You're not very cool. No one's cool. It's fine. No need to be cool, as it turns out. Well, thank you for being here, and everybody listening, thank you for turning up for this thing. We did this last year, did we not? About the same time, didn't we?
Yeah, I think actually it's really close to the same time.
Yeah, and I felt like it was good. It was a good thing to do. It gave people some advanced information and, you know, kind of put the word out as to what we were doing and what we were planning and all of that. So we should do that again.
Oh, yes.
Hold on.
If people have new questions.
Yeah, they may have new questions. That's the other thing.
They might have old questions. It's fine.
Some of this could be redundant from last year. Some of this could be all new info.
I could make up new answers.
Yeah. We could totally do that. Here's what we'll do to start us off. And we're going to make this quick and painless, everybody. We're not going to waffle on about all the amazing things because it is amazing and you should come and it's really cool. But we'll give you some of the core stuff up front that we know about for sure. And then I want to take your questions live in the chat. If you're going to give me a question in the chat, either put my username, which is Scott Johnson, or Scott before your message. And that will tell me, it's much easier for me to see where your questions are in the noise. You don't have to send me a private message, but I can find it easier in the whole thing. So here's the deal. We know the dates and we know when we're going to start selling tickets for those dates. So tickets go on sale, and you correct me if any of this is wrong, all right? Because okay. That may be the kind of mindset I'm in right now. So the 25th, which is roughly 2 weeks away, we will start selling tickets.
Yep.
And Dave wanted us to mention that, just to preempt any questions, yes, there will be specialty tickets, and yes, those will also be on sale then.
Yep, we'll have both the premium tickets, so the front row seat things, and also the lunch-tacular tickets, and those will all be available that day.
All of which will be, for those in the know or have seen these before, all of these will be improved in various ways to make them even more valuable. So I'm excited about that.
Because we learn things every single year.
Yeah, every year we go, oh yeah, we should do that a different or better or worse or whatever. So that's what we're going to do. So all of that will happen. Do we know what time that day? Probably sometime in the morning or something.
Well, since I have complete control, I suppose I could choose.
You pick. You're Lord over this. What do you want to do?
Well, I could just pick a time. Should we say 9 o'clock?
9 a.m. That's perfect.
Only time zone that matters.
Yeah. 9 a.m. Mountain time zone. So that's 8 for you Pacific coasters. That's, I don't know, what is that, 10, 11? That's 11 Eastern time. And then the rest of the world, I don't know what to tell you. Minus 7 GMT, is that right? I think so. Anyway.
Yes. I think that's right, because when I was in England, that's about what I had to do the math on that to talk to my dog sitters.
Yeah.
Yes.
International time zone, space points, crap I have to deal with.
Should you be, like, singing Scott Does Math at this point?
Exactly. Yeah. I can tell you this about the dates. It is for the weekend of July 30th, 31st, and August 1st, the very end of July. We moved it this year because so many people were not loving that we were doing it on the 4th of July every year. And part of the reason we used to do that is because it did save money here and there, because it's kind of a, you know, it's kind of a U.S. holiday. But also it just, you know, kind of worked out to be a good time for us to do it, except for those kinds of conflicts. So rather than have those conflicts, we moved it this time. And it's now going to be the 30th, 31st, and August 1st of, the very end of July.
Yep.
Thursday being the reception-y thing. The next 2 days will be panels and hangouts and signings and concert and special guests and all the stuff that we usually do.
Do they do the Smoke Monster on Thursday nights?
They usually do it on Thursday nights, yeah.
Okay.
Late that night, which is Justin and Schwood's little weird cigar hangout
and
thing.
Yeah,
which I assume will happen. Mitsula will be there with all his cigars and stuff. I don't know how many people actually know about that. I think quite a few do, though.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be good. The website, do we know if we're updated yet?
No, tomorrow, Julie said.
So tomorrow, not today, but tomorrow, a brand new version of the Nerdtacular.com site will be up, and it will be...
Hey.
Yeah, I'm very excited. It'll be way more convention-y.
Yes.
That's a fair way to put it, right?
I think the best way is there will actually be information there.
Yeah, other than just blog posts with me putting, you know, a smattering of data, it'll actually make sense. Yeah. You'll know who's coming because we've got a bunch of cool visual stuff there. Links to everything, codes for the hotel rates, like all the stuff that matters most. I mean, most of it can be derived from the basic blog that's up now. But tomorrow, nerdtacular.com will be filled to the brim with greatness. So watch for that.
We have a extreme professional on the job this time. So it's very exciting. Julie Keel is doing it for us. So
yeah, it's a good thing.
Yes, we're all really excited.
Yeah,
about
that's it's a game changer in my opinion, as far as the information about the thing and lead up will be.
Yes.
So Dave wanted me to mention this. If you want to volunteer, you can totally email us. Should we give them what's the email address we've been putting around? Nerdtacularshow@gmail.com.
I think it's actually Nerdtacular Event.
Is it?
Let me look.
I hate that I always forget.
It forwards to my email, so I never remember. Let me look.
Event. I think that
yes,
is
it's
it.
It's nerdtacularevent@gmail.com.
Yeah, if you want to volunteer or there's other questions you might have about the event that deal with that kind of stuff, please feel free to send those. A lot of that stuff will be handled by Dave. You all know Dave, or you should know Dave. He's part of this triumvirate, this trinity of showrunners. Me, the dumb idiot, Corinne, the smart one, and Dave, the smart one. So that's how we keep each other apart. That's how we know each other. So anyway, email him. The help is at the event. So, you know, we're not going to give any big assignments this early, but, you know, it'd be helpful to know who's interested. A lot of the same faces, I'm sure, from last year will want to help.
Well, and the reason why we don't decide on the volunteers early, if people are wondering why, is just we're, just like we said, we're constantly tinkering with the show. And so we're thinking about new schedule changes, things like that. So we don't really know when we need people. And so it's easier for us to not deal with that part of it until we get way farther down the road.
Yep, I totally agree with that. And we are going to also have, this is important to note, there will be pre-ordered merch on the store and available once some of the art's finished and some of the other stuff's done. But we'll probably not be there before tickets go on sale. People always want to know when that stuff's going to be available because they, A, know that they can't make it, or B, they want to get extra stuff or get it ahead of time. All will be revealed soon, but that stuff's not going to be up there yet.
Right. But FYI, all the other people besides Scott, who doesn't really talk about his art like this, it's really looking great.
I hope so. I can never tell. I'm the one doing it, so I can never tell.
I think
it's okay.
I'm not doing it, so I can say.
I don't mind letting it slip that this year is a fantasy theme. We've done superheroes, robots, zombies, like all kinds of other crap in the past. This year's is all sort of fantasy themed, which will be nice once I tell you who one of our special guests is, which I'll tell you about in a second. Before I do any of that, though, I think it might be important for me just to quickly lay out to those who have no idea what this event's like and what's going on with it. There are a bunch of videos on the site and stuff you can go look at that will help you get an idea of it. But basically, it works like this. We get to this Snowbird Place, beautiful resort, summer resort up in the canyons just outside of Salt Lake City. We go up there Thursday night, and there's a bunch of setup and things, but the best part of Thursday is everybody gets to kind of have a big hangout. There's an open bar there for those who are so inclined. Chance to kind of shake hands, meet everybody, do a little early photo taking, kind of all that stuff before the show proper begins the next morning. The next day, typically at 10 o'clock, we fill up the ballroom, we have kind of a big introduction, and then from that day through the next day, it is a combination of panels. We have different tracks that run through the day, so there'll be parts of the day where there are big split-ups where maybe one panel is a live show of somebody you really like on the network, and right next to that one is one about how to podcast yourselves. Third one might be one about comic books and comics and how to get into that business. Those are just examples, but we'll have those 2 days will be filled with that kind of content. At night, the Friday night, typically, at least this is how we did it last year. I don't see any reason we're going to change this. We'll have a special musical guest. That's all being solidified right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Ibit earlier. He's super stoked about his plans. Ibit is in charge of music and always does an amazing job and cannot wait to see what he comes up with this year. So that's all in the works. And we'll announce that soon. And, what else? There's also a very good chance of a really special thing happening right before the music that I'm not quite ready to confirm, But let's just say it's super nerdy and awesome. And if you're a fan of the shows and a fan of what we do, I think you'll really like it. And then Saturday, after the, again, another full day of festivities, big stuff in the ballroom, breakout sessions, all that stuff. There is a, we have a big board game thing we do now in the ballroom. We clear that place out and everybody plays tabletop games until, you know, their eyes are red.
The wee hours.
Yeah, the wee hours. And that's a fantastic time. That really worked out well last year and people really enjoyed it. So we're going
to
pump
that
up.
Yeah, I don't think we'll ever change that now because it's just gotten to be such a huge part of how the community gets together and talks. Mm-hmm. And that's the great thing about Nerdtaculars. It's just such a, it's not PAX. It's not, you know, all those.
It's not a giant show where nobody can truly, I mean, there's always sub pockets and people can find those groups, but this is one where really the whole community can get together, or at least as many as we will allow tickets to be sold can get together and hang out.
We really control that. Like we aren't going to sell 9 million tickets. So,
and we keep it that way on purpose. We want it to be small, intimate. Everybody can get to know each other in real meaningful ways. I actually want to meet you face to face, shake your hand, learn who you are, have a conversation. And you can't do that at some of these larger cons. We want to keep it that way. So that's the reason it stays relatively small compared to what we probably could do if we really wanted to blow things out. All right. So that's the overall crux of the thing. I can tell you some of the faces and names of people who are going to be there. And then we'll take some questions, I think. I think that would be good to do next. You know, everything we say today, potentially subject to change, but really not that much. You can expect to see the likes of Tom Merritt, of course. He's always in on this stuff. The Film Sack crew, myself, Brian Dunaway, Brian Ibbett, Randy Jordan. Steven Schleicher will be there with all of his stuff. Justin Robert Young, Veronica Belmont, Nicole Spagnolo, Patrick Beja, Terpster. Both of those guys are planned to be there this year. Bill Duran, Mark Spagnolo, Scott Fletcher, Brian Brushwood. And some that we're not sure about yet. And, you know, like I said, this list is entirely not final, but the point is my hosts, co-hosts, friends of the show, all those kinds of people you're used to seeing at this event, they're all planning on being there again. Should I tell them about the special guest or should I take their questions first?
Do it.
All right.
Just do it. I'm so excited.
This is just the first of potentially a few very special guests, but this is a big one, man. Like, for me, it's huge. And for those of you maybe not super involved in the video game part of the world I live in, maybe it's a little less cool for you. But even then, once you get to know him, oh man, you're going to love this guy. So I can confirm that I don't have a good way to introduce this. I'll just say it.
Just say it.
Here, you know what? I have a theme for it.
Oh God.
Here you go. Ready? Our special guest, the one that we're ready to announce, that will be coming to Nerdtacular all 3 days, spending time with us, hanging out on panels, there to sign stuff, hang out, and be friends. Chris Metzen from Blizzard Entertainment will be with us. Yay. And he's bringing with him his lovely wife, Kat Metzen, previously known as Kat Hunter. You probably knew her from before. She's always kind of been a part of our community anyway. In fact, if you ever want to know where all the cool swag used to come from when we get it from Blizzard back when she worked there, she used to be our contact, and she used to hook us up, man. With all that cool stuff. They still do that, but she set the tone. And she's coming as well. They're going to get this great kind of getaway together and get to spend time with us. And they really wanted to go last year. That whole 4th of July thing messed them up. So another good reason for us to have it on different dates. So that is confirmed. And
Kat has been such a super supporter of us. Yeah. And I'm so excited for Chris to come.
I'm so excited. I'm beyond stoked. He's one of the most creative, interesting guys I've ever spent time with. And having had a bunch of long, non-recorded, away-from-everyone conversations at BlizzCon, it was clear to me that he fits in our community as well as anybody I know. And will just be a great guest to have there. So very, very excited about that. And there are others, but that's the big one that I wanted to get out early. And so you guys would understand kind of how big a deal that is. It's kind of a huge deal. And we're indebted to him for even taking the time. That is one busy freaking dude. He is at the crux of all things Blizzard these days. And to be able to pull him away for a weekend and have him, you know, play in our little playground is kind of a big deal. So.
Well, and I think it just goes to show that, you know, they're hearing about the vibe of the show. And, I think it makes a difference. It's mm-hmm. some place that they can go and not get mobbed. And they don't have to have, you know, you talked about the bouncers or the bodyguards at BlizzCon, and
Sure.
You know, we will have, you know, bodyguards if we need to.
Yeah, we'll do what we have to do. But
we don't have to do that.
We shouldn't. People are so great. I'm not that worried. But, you know, he is a big deal. And I hope our community shows their colors as I think they are and treats him with great respect.
I'm really hoping that we can, I mean, honestly, sell our tickets out. So we don't end up with a wider world of Blitz fan weirdos.
Yeah, we want all the community people to snatch these tickets up first, so that we end up, you know, with the family that he's coming to see. I mean, the truth of it is, yeah, he made a comment to me once. He says, "The thing I like about you and your show and what you're doing over there is it all feels really real to me," and that really stuck with me. He said that a couple of times, and I think that what he says is a real thing. And to have him say that is a real honor, and to have him come out and spend time with us is a thing he's not going to do just anywhere. So it's a big deal. And yes, Clip Clop Auto, Patrick is planning to attend. We're planning on having the entire crew there if we can get all muster it. Dills as well. So that's the plan. All right. So yes, they're already asking questions. All right. So with that knowledge, I can't think of anything else that's sort of predetermined that we need to let people know about at this stage. We'll do another one of these as we get closer. But
well, let me just start the beginning of the alcohol conversation, because you know I have to be the mom here.
And it always comes up. It always comes up. So yes, please.
Oh, and the fireworks. So no fireworks in the canyon, actually. And this came up last year, which we didn't realize was an issue. But you cannot bring pets. Into Little Cottonwood Canyon, which is where Snowbird is. It's a watershed, and so you're not allowed to bring pets there because they pee, and that gets into the water stream.
Yeah, and it's not some weird Utah rule, everybody. It's a thing. It's like a government-controlled deal, okay?
No, it's a national forest. It's not us.
Yeah, it's not
it's
us.
It's not Snowbird. So let me just explain about the alcohol. There's a liquor store on site, and there's bars, there's, you know, restaurants and stuff. And we've actually worked really hard with Snowbird because we've had a couple of hiccups with the way the food is worked on for the show. And we put in our contract several stipulations about that. So I think we've got that fixed now.
Yeah.
But about the alcohol specifically, you cannot bring outside alcohol onto Snowbird because if that gets discovered, they can lose their liquor license.
Yeah.
So it's not about us. It's not about, you know, Utah's got weird liquor laws. We have much less weird liquor laws than we used to. And there's way weirder liquor laws in other parts of the country.
Yeah.
You can get a drink. It's fine.
It's a fun stereotype that people like to continue to play with.
It's fine.
But, yeah.
Believe me, you can get your drink on. It's fine.
Yeah.
So, but it's just that Snowbird, the way that it works is that because of the way their liquor license is that if you are bringing, because we have state liquor stores and you're not supposed to be bringing liquor from outside of the state of Utah anyway, but I guess that's probably a side issue. Anyway, but you just can't bring it.
To the event.
People do. And the problems we've had is that they've been discarding their out-of-state liquor or their off-property liquor in the garbage cans.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Liquor Commission people are not stupid. And so they see that, and it's actually caused us problems in the past. And so we have to be super careful about it because now they're watching us.
Yeah.
So it's absolutely critical because we cannot have Snowbird lose their liquor license because...
That'd be awful, wouldn't it? It'd be terrible if that happened.
Yeah, that would be horrible.
I mean, I don't even drink, and I know it'd be horrible.
Yeah.
All right.
Because Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Huge thing for them.
Yeah, so. Oktoberfest is a giant event for them, and we don't want to mess with them. All right, good. I like that. It's a good PSA. That was good.
Yes. So no fireworks.
No fireworks because you don't want to burn down the place.
No snow this year.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that means for the summer.
We shouldn't say we have any snow, but compared to what we normally get or need, it's been real low, real weird this winter.
Yeah,
so
weird. So I'm a little worried about how much we might have a very dry canyon.
Yeah,
so
it could
no
be.
Fireworks anyway, no pets, no liquor,
no outside booze, no pets, no snow, no a fireworks. There you go.
Don't eat yellow snow. Is that where you were going?
It didn't snow. It just didn't snow that much this year. We had that one weird storm, and then it's kind of been nothing.
We had a white Christmas.
Yeah, I guess we did, and it still could again. I mean, we're not out of the winter yet, but it's a very, very, and we get all our water stuff from the mountains, so that might explain kind of how it works around here. Anyway, so there's that. I think that's all the PSA there is. Obviously, there's more to come, and we'll announce it all as we get closer and be showing all sorts of things. Before we cut out of here, we want to take your questions. So, in the chat room, if you've got questions, tell me what they are. So, here's one. Clip Clop Auto says, what is the return policy on tickets if travel plans fall apart or something like that?
I'm super nice.
She's super nice. All you have to do is say, hey, this happened. She'll refund
it's just me.
Your tickets. Yeah, it's just us. We keep this real small.
Yeah.
I'm scrolling back. For
use Eventbrite, and you just have to email nerdtacularevent@gmail.com. So.
Yeah. Some people. Oh, is Terpster bringing Mini Terpster? Probably not. Probably just be Terpster is my guess.
Yeah, that's the conversation that we're having. Is it's just going to be him?
Yeah, it'll be, and it's not that we wouldn't want them, but that's going to be a small baby still, and I don't know. That's a lot to ask her and him.
Yeah.
To load up and come all the way to Utah for that.
And so it's expensive.
It's very expensive. Let's see. Will there be shirts? Yes, there will be shirts. Someone wanted to know. Has Scott Kurtz canceled in advance yet? The answer is yes, because, and it's not his fault. He was really planning on coming this year. I know that's come up in the past, and he really wanted to. And Scott and I are pretty tight these days and talk a lot about stuff. And his problem is simply a logistical one. So some of you may have noticed, in our effort to move it off the 4th and get a date that seemed better for everyone, we inadvertently put it in a place that we didn't know at the time, but later, the Gen Con people were going to move their stuff, which they haven't done in 10 years.
Yeah, that wasn't our fault.
That was not our fault. In 10 years, they changed. The one time they changed their dates, they just happened to land on this. And the current talk is that their old dates will be back next year. So they're to go. Yeah. They just, like, this one-off just happens to be when we changed it.
And then they changed.
Yeah. So he's got a Gen Con commitment that is truly he can't get out of. It's a, you know, his Table Titans thing requires him to go. So he will not be here. However, it doesn't affect most of the other producers. I'm guessing all of them, now that I think about it. There are a few people here and there that really want to be there that can't. Yeah.
I think we're worrying about Dan.
Yeah, Dan. It's looking like Dan, unless we can work some kind of like buy visit type thing out, he's may not be able to, but some of the people, like the Cryptozoic people, including Kat, are coming.
Right.
So,
I was thinking maybe we could do a robot with like an iPad as his face and just have Dan walk around here sometimes.
Like that awful Big Bang Theory episode
where
Sheldon's wheeling around the house. Great.
I didn't
Perfect
see
idea.
That one, but okay.
All right. Now I'm going to scroll down to the newer questions. I just didn't want to miss any of those ones up top. Is another rock slide planned? No. If history holds, that should have been a once in 150 year occurrence.
And they fixed the road, actually. So the problem that we had, they'll never happen again.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Yeah. But
I mean, they hadn't had to deal with it for 100 years. So when it did happen, they were like, all right, well, now that we have to deal with this, let's just fix this.
Yeah.
And now it's not an issue either way. But it's always a good excuse to play Landslide on the speakers in the ballroom, which was fun. Let's see. Yeah, that was the flukiest, dumbest thing. And by the way, don't let anyone scare you. That was nothing scary or bad. It just stopped traffic for a while. It was just weird.
And Snowbird was amazing.
Oh, they were great. They fed everybody. It was great.
Yeah. It
turned out okay.
Slow service is what we got.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. No outside booze. Jasmine, you shall have no outside booze, no pets, and no Lieutenant Yar. Exactly.
That's right.
Brilliant. All right, I'm skipping down. Okay, Scott Johnson, are there any sponsorship opportunities? Absolutely. Send your inquiries to nerdtacularevent@gmail.com. There absolutely is. And Land Guy, I already know who you are. So yeah, it's always a welcome thing to have you and others back for those. And it's, I should say this, while I can't give you exact pricing or anything, it's super cheap compared to any other event like this. We do it mainly just to cover whatever raw cost there is there. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome.
As far as I know, we're still going to be doing a costume contest like normal.
Yep.
And Greg Skinner, our TVZ gone, has offered to do photographs again.
Yes.
So that went over really well last year. So we're just working through that right now.
Yeah, we're working through the details on that. There will be a contest. I think that's a foregone thing. But the idea that he can do these shots of like all kinds of people's like portraits, and even if you're not in the contest, he wants to just get everybody.
Everything. Like you can just come and take a picture. So we're trying to talk about some new props and things. So I haven't talked to you about that yet, Scott.
Yeah, we'll figure it out though. I got some ideas on that. Luke asks, will some of the events be streamed live so us poor souls that can't go can see it? Yes, that's the plan. Now, last year and the year before, we had full streaming of pretty much everything, and was awesome. We are trying to make those same arrangements, and while that's not entirely in stone yet, that's the plan. Even if that doesn't happen, I guarantee there will be, at the very least, audio streams of everything and probably streamed cams going on most of the time anyway. So it's all just a matter of, we don't know. We just haven't had the confirmation that, yes, the same team is coming to do all the streaming video. We're really hoping that happens again. But we'll let you know. Last year we streamed everything, and that's the plan, to do that again. All right. Is there going to be a Kickstarter-like levels like before? No Kickstarter, but yes, there will be purchase ticket levels that will get you extra bonus stuff. That's always been the plan, and we'll be doing that again this year for sure. So yes, that includes things like Lunchtacular and better seats and all that kind of stuff, but that also includes a lot of swag and, you know, additional things that you wouldn't get otherwise. So absolutely, the answer to that is yes, we will have those, and those will be ready by the 25th when tickets go on sale. So you can get those, you can opt in for those. Let's see. Going to be VIP tickets. Okay, yeah. So VIP tickets, that's the same question, really. Bigger room for night attack, says TAC9.
Only if they bribe me.
Only if they bribe her. We'll see. I don't know. We haven't even...
I drink really expensive gin.
Yeah, right? Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Okay. I knew that.
Or tequila. I guess Brian's coming from Austin, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so he can bring the good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, no, he can't, because he can't bring alcohol up there.
Oh, right. I can leave it at my house.
Yeah, we'll keep it at Corinne's house. It's fine. All right. So, just skim it down here. Scott, when will Nerdtacular virtual ticket become real? Well, that's kind of what the stream is, and it's free. And you can buy stuff without going to the event. So we kind of do that already. He's talking about the BlizzCon one. Is Russell coming, says Zoe. I don't know. I hope so. He's come the last 3 years. I would love him to come again. We love Russell. Yeah. And having Russell and Metzen, and I can tell you there's been rumblings, although none of this is confirmed, so big disclaimer, okay?
Yeah.
But there's rumblings that Greg Street will be coming. If that's true, that's a whole lot of Blizzard and ex-Blizzard people that could really make for some interesting Q&A.
Yep.
So perhaps. But I really hope Russell does. We love Russell. Let's see. Saturday, okay. Oh, cool. Gaming Dad's bringing his daughter. It'll be her 9th birthday on August 1st. Hey, guess what? I'll get to announce from the main stage if you'll let me. I'd love to do that. We love the kids. Well, that's another thing. Let's answer that. So we like kids. The event is pretty much, other than Night Attack, super family friendly.
And Smoke Monster.
And Smoke Monster, not for the kids, right?
And maybe some Cards Against Humanity, not really kid friendly.
Yeah, not so much. But most of the board game area is totally fine.
Yeah.
And we love kids. I always bring something to give everybody if I see a kid. It's like a special print that only they get or something. I love it. I love the vibe they bring, and you are absolutely welcome to bring kids. And it is a family-friendly atmosphere. There's nothing weird, crazy going on that would ever make it so you couldn't bring a 9-year-old.
Oh, yeah. They're great.
So please do.
Riot.
DJ. Yeah.
The costume contest. To have them do the costume contest, it's so fun for them.
Oh, yeah. The kids love that. And often they win, to be honest.
Yeah.
So I think we're a little biased toward the kids, and they often win. No Spoon says, Scott Johnson, is DJ Hodor coming? Probably not. But, man, we'd love to have him go. He's so swamped, though, in the summer. His summer months are either when he's shooting Game of Thrones or he's traveling doing his DJ thing. We tried last year, and he wasn't able to do it. So I'm guessing not. But, hey, we may surprise you. Hodor may be there. You'll know him as soon as you see him. I can promise you that. Is the weather typically warmer in late July versus July 4th weekend?
It's about the same.
Yeah, I don't think it changes much, does it?
I mean, well, that's not true because, I mean, the hottest month in Utah is July.
Yeah. It peaks in the middle of the month, though.
Yeah.
Like 15th or something.
Yeah, it's so nice in the canyon compared to the valley.
Yeah. Plus, this isn't like Phoenix or you know, freaking Atlanta or something where it's 9,000 degrees. It's like no.
You're like at 8,000 feet.
Yeah, it's like no humidity. It might be 80 up there at the most. Down in the valley, it might be in the 90s, but it's pretty pleasant.
Where do you live? It's like 100 degrees in August.
It depends. No, not necessarily. Not usually. Like last summer, I'll bet that we never went over 101 the whole year. I'll bet we were in our 90s. I think I'm... Oh, that's true, but it's a separate issue. Should I take my kids to the night attack? No, don't do that.
You know.
Let's see. He said he would be a Gen Con charity vendor. No, I'm Amazing Toaster. I am totally aware. We absolutely adore Dan, and we hope we can work something out, but it may not happen with him.
Yeah, it's Gen Con's fault. It's not ours.
Yeah, and Mew Cow will totally be there.
We have a lot of board gamers. Yeah. Like, I mean, Dan is the expert. We love him, but it's like there's other people.
Yeah, many of which have equal expertise and will just be awesome. So it's not like we're going to die without him. We just really like him.
Well, and I have a lot. I mean, my day job, I have access to a lot of people who actually design board games and things like that. So we have a community here that we can tap into too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Options are open and many and frequent.
Yes.
FWG Mills says, any idea what the tracks will be yet? No, but that is being worked on now. Likely, generally speaking, probably a podcasting track, probably an art track. And I'm starting to feel like maybe the other track is quote-unquote media, but that might include a really heavy video game thing and a pretty heavy TV thing. I'd like to get Schwood to talk about his experience on his reality show, and like there's stuff like that but that's all being worked on, and we'll let you guys know as soon as that stuff's up. I promise there'll be something rad for everyone, though.
I take bribes.
Yeah, she does, totally. It's usually gin, though, again.
Yeah.
Will the recorded videos be freely available this year? I don't know. We haven't discussed that yet. I mean, it cost us a bunch of work to get that stuff edited and into formats that we could give to people. So we tried to cover our costs with that last year by selling them post show. But we'll let you know. I don't know. Are we paying for Wi-Fi again this year? We are, but they're not, right?
Well, I mean, you get free Wi-Fi in your room. Mm-hmm.
But then down on the event floor, like in the where we're doing the actual tracks, that Wi-Fi we paid for and you all had access to.
Yeah.
So we'll do that again because it was awesome. That Wi-Fi was really good and we needed it and it turned out good. So so to answer your question, there will be Wi-Fi. And, yeah. When you say, are we paying for it? The answer is we will be. We'll,
do you mean the atten- if you mean the attendees are paying for it, I don't think we've decided that yet.
Oh, has that not been decided? I don't know. Maybe it hasn't been. But yeah, I can tell you there will be Wi-Fi. Whether it costs anybody any extra, I don't know.
I'm just looking.
It's all right. She's hedging her bets, everybody.
It's just budget. It's just like we're, looking at what things cost. I mean, we don't really make a lot of money on Nerdtacular, so we just have to be careful.
Yeah, we just try to really break even.
Yeah.
And so sometimes, little Robin Peter to pay Paul goes on. Let's see. When on the 25th, the sale starts, what do we say? 9 a.m. Mountain Time Zone. Will there be packages, less tickets for folks that can't attend? Yes. I think Dave answered that in the chat. Okay. If I get on my knees and dress like a 6-year-old, do I get a free print? yes, Gnome. I will give you a free print if you do that. I will totally do that. That is not a problem. People want to play Exploding Kittens during M15. My guess is that'll be out by then, maybe. I don't know, actually. I don't know what their plan is. Now that they've made more money than God, I don't know what they're going to do. Is the weather good for going on a hike? Abso-freaking-lutely. It's beautiful up there.
But you've got to drink a lot of water.
Yeah, stay hydrated. Because it's.
Yeah, the elevation makes a huge difference. Mm-hmm. So.
I mean, you and I are pretty used to it, but.
Yeah.
If you live in Florida and you're coming to this thing, just be thinking about that.
And if you smoke and are coming from Florida, be really careful.
Yeah.
So stop smoking anyway, but still be careful.
Also, if you live in Florida, what the hell are you doing? Get the hell out of there. Just kidding. Just kidding. It's fine. There's plenty of nice places in Florida. Really? All right. Is there? I don't know. There's got to be, right? All those old people are, they know what's up.
Key West. I think Key West is supposed to be very nice.
Ralph says, I will play board games with anyone and I am horrible. I think that may be an indicator that Ralph's coming again. And if that's true, that makes me happy because I love Ralph and I would love to see him again.
I don't think Ralph has ever missed one.
He's missed a couple, but he's been to quite a few. I want to say he wasn't at 2013's, but he was at 2014, but he was at 2012. I don't know. I'm not sure. Ralph, you have to clear that up. One time it was a surprise. I didn't even know he was coming. And I think that may have been 2011 or 2012.
I guess I just always imagine that he's there.
Yeah. He just should be. He's there in spirit, yeah. I suppose.
Yes.
Did Snowbird finish the room renovations? I don't know. Were they doing them?
Yeah. You remember they were, it was very loud.
Oh, right. Yeah. They should be done, right?
Yeah. So Snowbird actually got bought by somebody. And so that was part of our contract negotiation was that it wouldn't impact us. I don't think it'll affect us this year, but we might not have windows in our hotel rooms next year.
Oh, no. Those were awesome. You mean the shower windows? Oh, man.
I know.
Those were wicked. They're famous.
Yeah.
They're but weird. But they're also weird. Yeah. So probably those will go away at some point.
Yeah. So it's fun. Some people.
GnomeWise will definitely be. Jules, I agree. We ought to have GnomeWise do something with audio video streaming talk in part of the podcasting track or something. We'll talk about that. Like I said, that stuff's being built now. That's all being worked on now.
It's February. We have a little while. We're still working on it.
Yeah.
But we'll as soon as we get all that stuff, I mean, as we get it going, we'll put it all there.
Yeah. All right, let's see if we got any more questions. Land Guy did ask about the showers. Are they getting rid of the windows in the showers? All right, rip a sexy shower, says Chimera. That's pretty good. All right. Anybody else have any pressing questions that they would like to ask before we shut it down? Our plan is to do one or two more of these before, as we get closer. And, of course, bunches of other things leading up to it. I want everyone to kind of always be aware as we're making steps and just to make this as cool as possible. Here's a good one. How much of the community comes early, stays late? What days does the group discount apply for?
Interestingly enough, a lot of people actually extend. It depends. I mean, we've had people come for a whole week, and
We've had a group that came for 2 weeks once.
Yeah.
Last year.
I hate to say a lot because that's not very, that's not a lot of information.
Yeah.
But people come on Wednesday and then they play around on Thursday and then come to the reception and then leave on Monday.
Yeah, it's fair to say that you might have dozens of people do that.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a good way to put that.
Yep.
And as far as how long does the group discount apply, we may have to find that out.
Oh, I can tell you exactly. I actually put the contract on my
awesome
desktop so I would be able to talk coherently about stuff.
Yeah. And it's so relaxing and so cool up there that I'm actually a little jealous of the people that get to come early or stay late, because then they're just getting to chill with their friends and enjoy the scenery and just enjoy all the amenities they have there, the pools, the saunas, the spas, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome.
You know, I did want to say one thing. I know that some people have said that they've called or tried to, I think they've actually done online and they said that it's sold out. That's not true. We have a whole block set aside. And so if you're not using our code, then maybe that's why you're having a problem. So it's NERD15.
Yeah.
But let me just remind
everybody.
You have
to call them, right? You have to call them.
Well, you don't have to call, but if you don't call, they will actually charge you for the whole amount. This is a really common thing for ski resorts. I think skiers are flaky or something. Mm. So if you call, they'll just do the one night deposit like a normal hotel. But if you do it online, then they'll charge you for the whole amount. Mm-hmm. But they still do like the normal, like you get, I think it's 72-hour cancellation, things like that. Mm-hmm. Just call. So, but our block is from Wednesday night through Sunday night. Mm. But I know that they will give you the discounted rate all the way through the whole time you're there.
Yeah.
I know they've done that before. That's not a problem.
Yeah.
So
just mention it. Make sure you mention it when you talk to them. Explain that you're there for longer and that you want to, try to get that rate throughout, just to make sure they don't not give it to you. But they should.
Yeah. One other thing we probably do want to mention to everybody is that the ticket prices are going to be going up a little bit in price. It's not that much. It's not like, we're doubling in price.
And we're talking like at this $10. Stage, $10. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's just so that people know, that's to sort of accommodate. There are increases in costs across the board just because we move dates.
Yeah.
The 4th of July thing, one of the advantages was it kept things a little cheaper given that it was a holiday. Us moving out of that means that everything's going to cost a little bit more. We're trying really hard not to have that change too much of what the attendees expect, but we are trying to have that be minuscule, in this case, $10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so the only other thing that I want to say, and this is probably more to you, Scott, is can you guys stop doing the clip clop thing? It's kind of racist.
It's horribly racist. Are you kidding me? It's so racist.
When you get there, can you not do that?
Yeah. So here's the deal. Do not use me as your example. Here's the last time you're going to hear it.
In the clip, in the snowboard clip lot.
Now listen, she is a very nice lady who works up there and is super nice, and that's her accent. It's that's how it is.
I know.
Nobody should call there or go up there just because we've had some fun with it on TMS. Like a couple of insensitive wieners, you should not go up there and start saying, hey, I'm here to get my room in the clip clop. Ha ha ha. They're not in on the joke so much, if that makes sense. So
much? Not at all.
Well, first of all, they literally don't know about it. But second of all, we don't want to create like a weird thing.
They love us and they won't.
Yeah. Yeah, they won't. But just, you know, I'm glad you brought that up. That's a good point.
Yeah.
She's super sweet, though.
Of course. But yeah. Isn't that ironic that she's super sweet, but then you are totally making fun
of
her?
No, it's not that kind of making fun. I grew up in a house full of non-English speaking Koreans.
That is no excuse.
It is because in our house, it was a term of endearment to screw around like that and have fun.
Yeah, but then keep it in your own house. This is out in the
Utah.
World.
Keep it in the Utah?
In the Utah.
All right, no problem. No problem. Keeping it in the Utah. All right.
Yes, I am eventually going to kill him, people.
Yeah, you shouldn't miss episodes, Chimera. That's an old one. All right. So, does Ibbot let people rub his head for good luck? Yes, I can actually confirm that that's true. I'll let you do that. What is a good daily food budget for resort food? There is a lot more options available also because we're moving the date. A lot more service staff, that kind of thing.
We've arranged for, if you haven't been there before, there's a place that you can go and have breakfast. And we've arranged for them to actually have lunch there. And so it'll be kind of like a middle of the road. So like sandwiches, so maybe $10, like a lunch thing. That'll be open for lunch. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't open in the past for lunch. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it's a hotel. It's not cheap.
Yeah.
And there's a pizza place and they're super expensive. And
But there's not a, you know, there's no Taco Bell on the corner.
No.
Or whatever. So it's definitely you're eating good food, you're eating better food than maybe typically, and you're gonna pay a little bit more for it. But it's not like you're going to, like, I went to Anaheim for BlizzCon. Holy crap, you couldn't eat anything, even at the local Taco Bell, without prices being jacked up.
I know, and I remember when I went to BlizzCon, like the Ruth's Chris was like the closest place, and that is so expensive.
Yeah, everything there was expensive, I thought. Even the food trucks were kind of expensive. So yeah. So it's we're nowhere in that territory at all. So I wouldn't worry too much. But if you were coming hoping to spend, you know, $3 a day on food, you're probably gonna want to have more budget than that. There's a pretty good sandwich place in that store. It can be a bit of a walk, but I don't know. It's not too bad. Depends on how winded you get, I guess.
Yeah, it is. There is.
The food's good there. I like those sandwiches. They're really good.
Yeah, the food's good. There is like a plaza with several food options, but it's a hike back up to where we're at. Mm-hmm. So there is a little shuttle service that we kind of found out about later that you can arrange, but it's in a mountain, on a mountain. So
yeah, just take the tram when you come, go see the beautiful view.
Yeah, of course.
Freaking amazing up there. Yeah, it's beautiful. It's something awesome.
But you're in the mountains.
Yeah, and some people will, you know, there'll be some time during the day, or if you're staying a little extra time, you know, heading down into the valley is an option to go hang out down there, have lunch in the valley, come back up later. Like, there's a lot of, it's not like you're stuck in some, you know, place that you can't go anywhere.
No, it's a really quick drive down.
Yeah, it's really kind of nothing. It's one of the closest resorts to the valley. And down there, there's, as Eric Van Skyhawk reminds me, more restaurants than should be normal. It's just a Utah thing, I guess. I don't know.
We like to eat out.
We like to eat out. Any final questions? Is it easy to get to the lodge from the airport? Yes.
There's a shuttle that you can arrange, and mm-hmm. I think it's $38 one way.
Yeah. Yeah, you can get a round ticket for a little less, isn't it?
It's 72, 72
or something. That'll take you there on the day, take you back on the other day.
Yep.
That's probably your best bet, although I've been told that Uber and Lyft and those guys are all doing stuff up there now.
Yeah, Lyft is really common here. Uber isn't really exist here.
Does it? I thought it was, I don't know, I thought there was more of that.
I live here.
I like Lyft better, but I don't know.
Yeah, Lyft happens a lot here. A lot of my grad students use Lyft, but I am unaware that Uber's here.
Lyft is L-Y-F-T.
Mm-hmm.
Salt Lake City. Yeah, Lyft is a big, they're the big ride share in the Valley for sure.
I think there's another one too. We'll with the new website, we'll have a lot more information like this. So we'll be able to have, it'll be easier for us to put stuff like this on there. So, mm-hmm. you know, make that your go-to place.
Yeah. I should make it a point though, too, if you're also a part of the Tadpool on Facebook or you're using the forums at forum.myextralife.com, and which is linked to the nerdtacular.com site. There are a lot of people who like to arrange for times when they're all getting at the airport and they can all ride together in rentals and things like that. I mean, there's a lot of chatter happening in terms of like people carpooling and hanging out and helping each other out. So if you're so inclined, there's definitely those options as well.
And if you see me playing WoW, you can ask me questions too.
Yeah.
I'm in the AIE guild.
Not Denise says, might be cheaper to rent a car in Las Vegas and drive up rather than to fly. It's only a 6-hour drive. I agree. Getting to Vegas and back is kind of easy. So,
yeah, depending on where you come from. Salt Lake City is an international airport, so it's a hub for Delta mm-hmm. and JetBlue.
Yep.
And Southwest, too, I think.
So. Yeah, it is. It used to be, if it's not now. I know it used to be. So it's a good airport. It's not much of a thing out to Snowbird. Like, it's just, everything's really nicely centralized in the Valley. You're not going to find yourself with, this isn't like one of those things where you got to drive for 6 hours to get anywhere. It's all right there. The mobile app is still working, I think. I don't know. I need to, so Nicole arranged that for us last year. I need to talk to her and see what that thing does as of this year, if it's just something we just put new data into. So I'll work on that.
I think Julie's got the new website. I think we'll have, it'll be.
It's way more really mobile friendly.
I know. So I'm not sure if we're going to need that. So.
Yeah.
But I know Nicole's busy.
The mobile browser thing, the mobile version of the new site, which will again go up tomorrow, that thing is so much better on mobile and the schedule will be easier to follow. And like all the stuff that we were probably getting out of the app, we're probably going to get there. So we'll confirm all that, but that's kind of a tentative. I'm just not sure on that. People can take Front Runner and then take Lyft mm-hmm. from there. That's cheap. Yeah, there's a lot of options.
Yeah, the tracks are our local light rail goes from the airport now, and you can take it all the way out I think it gets off on Fort Union, 7200 mm-hmm. South, and mm-hmm. you can take a bus straight up to Snowbird. The bus doesn't run very often in the summer, though, but you could get a Lyft.
Yeah, and so somebody was pointing out that the reason they like the Yap app, not to change gears, but it's because it had a chat feature.
Right.
There are huge, already determined, or not already determined, already built, like GroupMe chats that are available. Like, there's other ways to probably better connect to those people because not everybody was using the Yap thing anyway. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that'll be much of an issue, but we'll make sure to spread some of that around.
Yeah.
Is the Jeff in here in the chat room? Is this Jeff like Sire? Jeff Sire? Jeff Bronco? I'm just curious. He reminds me of Bronco for some reason, and his name is Jeff. His name is Jeff. All right. Anything else? Anyone? I can't think of anything. Corinne?
Can't think of anything.
Okay. I think we've answered most of the core stuff. We'll put this video up for YouTubers and put the audio up on probably the mega feed so people can hear that if they weren't able to hear this as we did it live. And then we'll do this again as we get closer, at least one more of these along with some other cool stuff. I really recommend you guys check out the new site tomorrow because it's going to give you all kinds of great information and tell you who's coming and what's going on and links off to everything that matters and all that stuff.
It's super pretty.
Yeah, it really is pretty cool. Slag Lantern, I promise you won't die. It says, I'll die because I'm used to 56-foot elevation. I swear you won't die.
You won't die. You'll just need to drink a lot of water and have a good, solid nap the first day.
Yeah, and you might come in and just go, ooh, yeah, I can tell the air's a little thinner, but it's not that bad.
Yeah, I have really bad asthma, and I'm fine.
Yeah, she's fine. I'm fine. I don't do well at about 10,000. That's where I run into trouble, but at 8, it's not that big a deal.
Where have you been that's 10,000 feet?
Bryan Head. Down in south or central Utah. That is the highest place in Utah. It's 10,000 feet.
Oh.
And it sucked.
Maybe I just have never been down there because of asthma.
That extra 2,000 feet just about killed me. It was awful. But 8, piece of cake, man.
Yeah.
It's not a problem.
I don't even need my inhaler up there, so it's fine.
Yeah. I don't even know what... I it doesn't affect me to the point that I don't even know what an inhaler is.
I have so much nerd cred from the asthma, really. So.
Yeah, that's true.
I've
put
it up there.
Right on. All right. Yeah, if you go up to the tram thing, it's a little higher, but it's not that big a deal. You're only up there temporarily. So
yeah, no, it's fine.
You're up there
it's
for like fine. 10
really,
minutes.
Really, you just need to drink a lot of water and have a nap.
It's yeah, fine. Yeah, it's easy. It's not a problem. And it's so relaxed and so chill. I mean, one of the things I'm most excited about Metzen coming is that he is going to have the chance to just chill. Like, he's used to going to events where it's just on all the time, right? And this is not that. This is a real let's have a connecting moment with fans. And these are some of the most ardent Warcraft fans without being the worst kind. And he's going to love it.
Well, that's the thing about Nerdtacular is we're all there. We just talk to each other.
Yep.
Like, even if we have panels and stuff, it's because we're just talking to each other.
Yeah, just more talking, less walking. All right. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
I think that's everything. All right. Thank you, chat room, for being here. We will put some details up soon. Again, watch for the site tomorrow. I'll probably have this video linked as well on the site at some point tomorrow. Definitely on YouTube, and I'll be tweeting about it. So follow me at Scott Johnson. Nerdtacular.com is the website. Questions specific to the show, nerdtacularevent@gmail.com. And as Chimera mentions, hydrate, hydrate, hydrate.
Yes.
All right. I guess that's it. Corinne, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Let's talk again soon, you and I. Bye. All right, everybody. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon. Bye now.